John McClain joins us. John, we set it up earlier, but it's certainly earned and deserved for Jeff Fisher to be in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
That's outstanding. I'm so glad for Jeff, glad for the Titans and the state of Tennessee. I know what he did for football, like Eddie George. I was there for the transition from Houston to Nashville. Nobody could have handled that better. And what, to me, the best thing about Jeff being honored, it wasn't just what he meant to Tennessee on the field. It's what a great ambassador he was to the game off the field, how much charity work he did. I was fortunate to benefit from Jeff's charity work for 13 years in a row for the Charles Davis Foundation. He's done so much for Nashville, even when he'd gone to St. Louis and Los Angeles. I couldn't think of anybody more deserving than Jeff. And knowing him like I do, is when he says how much it means to him, boy, he's speaking from my heart.
Phone lines are open. If you've got an NFL question for John McClain, 615-737-1045, 737-1045. And John, you mentioned it, how great he was for the transition to Nashville and how people who covered that team, they really didn't understand how good they had it with Jeff Fisher and how that wasn't how the league operated with his level of access and his personality. He really was the perfect guy for this team when they first moved here.
Jeff was always great with the media. He understood the importance. When he came to Houston, they were coming off a 12-4 season. They went 2-14. He replaced Jack Pardee, went 1-5. But Floyd Reese wanted to hire him anyway, but he was going to be hired all along. They went through a sham interview process, and people were like, why in the world they want to hire this defensive coordinator? Won one game, turned out to be a terrific move. And I know the NFL respects the heck out of Jeff. He was the co-chair of the competition committee for years and was good for the game in a lot of ways. That's why I wish he'd go full-time to TV and people would see him in a different light, because he is great. And he's great at analysis, breaking down things. If Jeff said something was a rule, you knew he got it right, because Jeff knew those rules inside and out. You didn't see him having clock management issues on the sideline like so many coaches do. And that's one thing that was so impressive about him. And I'll guarantee you there's not a coach out there that could have handled that move better than Jeff did.
John McClain with us. You can join him, 615-737-1045, our number. John, what should we expect from the owners in New York, the NFLPA, and the meetings going on about the CBA? I know the executive committee voted 6-5 to not approve it, although it's not definitive because it'll go through the teams, but it's expected it'll go back and forth in the negotiating process here. But what do you expect overall when you read the reports?
They'll get it done. They wouldn't have gone this far if they knew they weren't going to get it done. The players, they go up to 48.5%, I believe, for that 17th game. The owners claim that's another $5 billion for the players over the life of the CBA, which would be 10 years. Everybody would make more money, especially the owners. Players could smoke more pot, get away with it. If they got busted, the level of in your system would be a lot higher. They'd have fewer days with pads, more days off. But there would be more positions created on the roster. Another bye. Injured reserve rules would change to allow teams to bring back more. And all this whining I hear from people about adding a 17th game. 1978, they went from 14 to 16. They liberalized the rules for offense because they thought the games were defensive-oriented and too boring, and they were right. Somehow, the players survived going from 10 to 12, 12 to 14, to 14 to 16, and the game's grown to be the most popular in America by far. So this will work out. More playoff teams means more teams, fans being involved at the end of the season.
So you're
going to be great.
So you're good with the expansion to 14 teams in the postseason.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Anybody thinks it's watered down, it won't be a big deal. All purists, people hate change. But I've seen so many changes in my 44 years of covering the NFL. And when it comes to that, you get more teams involved in the playoff race. That's better for talk shows, newspapers, websites, everything, because more teams are in the running.
I found it interesting just looking at the numbers. Had you not shown me the numbers and just said, what would you expect the records overall to be for the teams that would have received a playoff berth over the last decade? I would have said there would have been a plenty of 8-8 teams. And in fact, there were 5 10-win teams over the last decade that would receive a playoff berth under this new format. And there were a number of 9-7 teams that get into the postseason with this new format.
Including the Titans and Texans would have made it in there.
Titans twice. Yeah, that's right.
So, but no, there would have been nothing wrong with that. Titans might have won 2 games on the road against heavily favored teams back then. So I think it's great for the game. It's going to be great for TV ratings. TVs will pay more money. I think if they get an extra bye week, that'll be great for everybody. That 17th game, they're going to play more overseas. They're going to play at neutral sites. You know, we'll see a game in San Diego. So I can't wait.
John McClain with us, and Chad, that means the phone lines are open. We're about to go rapid fire.
Plenty to talk about with the new proposed CBA. Lots of stories across the league. Greg Robinson, anyone? 615-737-1045. 737-1045, whatever you want to talk about across the NFL, it's fair game with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
Who is presented by FreelandChevy.com twice a week on the Midday 180, 1045 The Zone. John McClain with us, presented by FreelandChevy.com. John, we go to the phones. Timmy in Nashville will lead us off. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, man.
Hey, first of all, I would like to start out, you know, as far as 17 games, I mean, I would love to see it. You know, if they had 30 games a year, I mean, I would watch it. I'm sure you guys would too. You know, I don't know. You know, after the football season's over, it takes me a while to just not, you know, get up on Sundays and not be able to see a football game. You know,
yeah, I think the players might have a problem with that many games, though, would be the issue with that. Right. We would all love it. I'm with you. I'd love more football, the better.
They got to rest their bodies. You know, the 17 games, I'd be up for that. You know, I really would. You know, it's not like we're not going to, you know, it generates more in revenue, you know, through the league and the players and everybody else, the owners. And I'd like to touch on, you know, Jeff Fisher being conducted to the Tennessee Hall of Fame. I'm happy to see it. I mean, any Titans fan out there, which I'm a true blue Titans fan, has much respect for, you know, Eddie George, the McNair era,
sure,
the Jeff Fisher era. I don't know if we'll ever see anything like that again. But my question is, for you guys, what do you guys exactly think Eddie George meant by that we're not done seeing Jeff Fisher on the sidelines? So I'm going to close on that and let you guys comment.
Well, it means he thinks he's going to coach again, because a lot of people think Jeff Fisher is going to coach again somewhere, maybe not in the NFL. Could be as a college head coach at some point. But, John, that seems to be a pretty common thought that, you know, there's still some football coaching left in Jeff Fisher. What do you think about that?
No, I don't think Jeff will coach again as NFL's head coach, and I've told him that.
Well, not even NFL. I'm just saying anywhere. Could even be a college job. Let's say Vanderbilt comes open.
He's turned down college jobs. He turned down the XFL. He wants to coach in the NFL. I sure would love to see Jeff get another chance, because he's been treated very unfairly by national media because of what happened in St. Louis. I'd love to see him come back, but, you know, I think he'd be best. I think he'd be outstanding on TV, as I said before, but I don't think he's going to come back. He turned down USC one time while he was at the Titans, might have turned him down more than once. I know he turned down Oliver Luck when he wanted to get him involved in the XFL. So I'd love to see Jeff come back, but I just don't think it'll happen.
Steve is next up for John McClain. Hey, Steve.
John, thank you for taking my call. Congratulations to Jeff Fisher out there. But I'm all in favor of everything. I want to go to 8 teams in the playoffs and just get half the teams in. And here's my big kicker there. I don't care if you won your division or not. I believe the best team, whether that's second like Seattle was this year to San Francisco, give them a home playoff game. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Well, first of all, the coaches fight like crazy about seeding or any changes. because they know how hard it is to win the division. And they want winning the division to count for something. And that something is that you're guaranteed a home playoff game. And I do not see that changing, knowing how adamant the coaches are about that.
John, I failed to mention this, but we are also talking to a Texas Sports Hall of Famer, Chad, in John McClain. So you know the meaning of being inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame for a state, John. Congratulations on that again, by the way.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because we were voted in. It was a special media class, second in history. We were voted in June. They were supposed to have the actual induction in October or November, but Jerry Jones wanted to host it at AT&T Stadium. So they announced this week it'll be May 30th at Texas Stadium and hosted by Jerry Jones. And so that makes it an even bigger deal. And thank you for bringing it up. It's quite an honor, just like it is going into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. I was there when Bud Adams got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it was an incredible event.
After the day we've had with Jeff Fisher, we need to get a rivalry started between the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame and the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. So, John, your thoughts on the idea that Texas would be a part of Mexico if not for volunteers from the state of Tennessee?
John, your thoughts.
Your thoughts on that.
I have a big map on my wall at home showing Texas in 1800s, and Texas was part of Mexico, and it went all the way up to Canada. It looked kind of like Idaho. That part went up all the way, and it was amazing. And, yeah, I used to say, Tennessee sent us Davy Crockett, and we sent them Bud Adams.
That's right. Well said. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you've got a football question for John McClain, 615-737-1045.
John, what are you looking forward to seeing next week at the NFL Combine?
First of all, they've moved all the workouts tonight for prime time to try to get better rankings, and that's good because it's good for fans who want to see it live. It's not like the NFL Network doesn't run the combine 20 times a day for the next right up to the draft. But still, seeing it live on TV, I think is going to be fun. One of the things I like is that except for the first day on Tuesday, all the interviews that we have with players are going to be done by 11 o'clock. They used to be at 5 o'clock. When I first started covering the combine 35 years ago, you know, they were over when the last player came out, and that might be 10 o'clock at night. So I'm fired up about that. Tuesday is going to be the busiest day in combine history because we have quarterbacks, receivers, and tight ends from 8 to 11. Then we have coaches and general managers from 11 to 5. So we're going to be quite busy.
John, we look forward to seeing you there in Indy. And, yeah, we'll catch up hopefully on Tuesday. If not, it'll be on Wednesday from Indianapolis.
You guys have a safe trip. I look forward to seeing you as always.
Yep.
Thank you. Congratulations again to Jeff Fisher.
Thank you, John. Always great chatting with you. John McClain of the Houston Chronicle there, presented by FreelandChevy.com.